الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها. اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان. In this beautiful dua, we are taught to make dua to Allah Ta'ala to give us barakah in the month of Rajab, the month that we are presently in. And also in the month of Sha'aban, which is coming in about 2 weeks' time or so. And oh Allah, let us reach the month of Ramadan. And if we really go and see, Ramadan is the month with regard to which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. That rosas have been made for us upon you, just as it was made for us on the people before you. And the whole exercise of fasting and keeping rosa is to acquire taqwa. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. And that is what we have to achieve in the month of Ramadan. We have to make ibadat also. We have to fulfill everything. But the main object at the end of the month of Ramadan, we should see how much of taqwa have we achieved. What is taqwa in our simple layman's language? To observe the commandments of Allah Ta'ala and to stay away from the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. Commandments of Allah Ta'ala, that we are regular with our 5 times salat every day. The commandments of Allah Ta'ala, that we guard our gazes, we don't look at other women. We guard our thoughts, we don't think about evil, about other women. We see that our income, our business, our earning is halal, etc. We have to see to that. And that we must stay away from what Allah has made haram. Gossiping, backbiting, which is very common. Slandering, arguing, fighting, swearing, speaking lies, etc. All those things we stay away. That is all what Allah wants from us. In that lies the pleasure of Allah. And if Allah is pleased with you, everything will go right for you in this dunya also, qabr also, and akhirat also. And if Allah is not happy, just like if the husband is not happy with the wife, the boss is not happy with the worker, then he will die, he will fire him. He might not pay him properly, but if he's happy with his work and he's a good boss, he won't only pay him, but he'll give him a bonus also. When he needs some necessity, he'll take his wife to the doctor, boss will say no problem because he knows he works well. Take some extra time also. So if we make Allah, who is our real, real, real boss, who is not only our boss, but who has created us, who is the one who has given us our eyes, who has given us our brains, who has given us the ability of speech, and every split second, Allah alone is the one who is looking after every part of our body. Like the eyes, there are so many parts in the eyes, it's not just an eye. Allah alone, every split second, Allah is looking after you. The heart, Allah is looking after you. So Allah is the one who has given it to us. Allah is the one who services and looks after it, and to Allah alone are we going to return. We won't have to answer to anyone else but to Allah Ta'ala. So we have to please Allah Ta'ala. So for that reason, Allah has given us this great and honorable month of Ramadan by which we can acquire that quality, that tools, that thing by which we can please Him, which is called taqwa. So if we spend our Ramadan correctly, we will acquire this taqwa. And for that, in this dua, we are told that, oh Allah, give us barakat in the month of Rajab. What is the barakat of the month of Rajab? Perhaps our housewives especially, they are thinking that it's time to collect the white meat and the fillets and fill up samosas and pies. That's not the barakat of the month of Rajab. The barakat of the month of Rajab was the mi'raj of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the sum total of mi'raj is that the gift of namaz, not the duty, it is a duty, but more than a duty, it is a gift from Allah Ta'ala that He has given us. If anyone wants to have a meeting with an ordinary counselor in your own town, your respective area, your ward, it's not so easy. You have to go through so much of red tape. And if you want to meet a cabinet minister, it's almost impossible. And you have to meet the prime minister, it's out of the question. Where is an ordinary person going to get, where is he going to get there to the prime minister? But the king of kings, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, Allah Ta'ala has not only given us the opportunity, He has made it compulsory upon us that you must come and meet me 5 times a day. And you must present what you want. If we can meet the prime minister, the president of the country, and we tell him, I've got this problem, I've got that problem, hopefully he might accede to it, he might not also, but Allah is promising us life, and Allah made it that the munadi, the muadhin, falls out at the top of his voice. Nowadays, on the loudspeaker, that he calls out and says, come to salat, come to success. Coming to salat, hayya ala salat, actually means hayya ala falah, come to success. And Allah wants to give you the success, not only of your finances, not only of your social problems, not only of your health. Allah wants to give you success of deen, dunya and akhirah. And this is one thing also, which perhaps we are not doing, Allah give me and us all tawfiq, to make on a daily basis dua for the success of our deen, dunya and akhirah. There is a very great ibadah that we make dua to Allah, O Allah, grant me that success in my deen, in my dunya and my akhirah also. And more higher than that is, make this niyat also, that O Allah, whatever I speak, whatever I look at, whatever I think must be only for your pleasure. That is even a more greater ibadah. Just this thought is such a great ibadah. Do it regularly and insha'Allah, Allah will bring the reality. But do it regularly. We plant the seed, the tree doesn't grow immediately. Now you must put fertilizer, you must water it, you must see weeds are growing around, take out your weeds, etc. One day you'll have your mango tree. And you'll get thousands of mangoes from there every year. So in the same way, start with this. One, make dua regularly, at least once a day. That Ya Allah, grant me the success of my deen, my dunya and my akhirah. And O Allah, whatever I do, whatever I say, let me do it only for your pleasure. So anyway, this month of Ramadan, Rajab, Allah gave us the great gift of Salah. And that was that we come near to the house of Allah. There are no security guards here outside. They are not asking you of your permit or your card that can you enter. Everyone is allowed to come. Whether you are an alim, whether you are a non-alim. Whether you are black, whether you are white. Whether you are rich, whether you are poor. Whoever comes early, in fact, gets the first stuff here. There is no reservation or anything. And why has Allah called us? Make me happy, perform your salah as it's supposed to be performed. Don't just make an exercise. Let us learn how to correct our salah in this month of Rajab. Everywhere Allah did not say, Sallu salah. Allah said, Aqeemu salah. Aqeemu salah. That is perfect your namaz. That is we have to work for perfection. We give our car for service, we expect it to be serviced perfectly. Any machine, our phone is not working, we gave it for repairs, we expect them to do it perfectly a job. Allah wants us to, our salat to be perfect. Salat is the key to the pleasure of Allah. And 5 times a day, Allah has made it for us. So this month of Rajab, we should get our salat in order. Very briefly now, there isn't much time, but namaz, first get the existence of namaz in our life. There may be some of us who are not making our 5 times namaz. We might be making 4 times. Our fajr is not in place. Our asr is not in place perhaps. Some of us, we are only perhaps making Jummah. Jummah, the whole masjid is full. Other namazes, the masjid is not so full. The musallis are there, where are they? So we have to get the existence of namaz first. Then secondly, get the outward condition of namaz in order. Like for example, very briefly, we can't go into detail, when we lift our hands up, lift them properly. And like surrender to Allah Ta'ala. And throw the dunya behind us. And now we are facing you, O Allah. Many masjids now we got at the doors of the masjid. Stop dunya stop, that is the cell phone. And now talk with Allah. So now we must surrender, throw our business behind us, throw our house behind us. Now it's me and my Allah. Who is the greatest? Who is the most beautiful? Who is the most powerful? Who is the most rich? Who is the most generous? Jesus, you are now in front of me. Make your salah correctly and then beg from Allah after salah. Lift your hands like a beggar. His hands lifting is like a beggar who is begging. And if you have seen your hands in your palms, in the right palm you will see every one of us. Whether we are from South Africa, whether we are from Malawi, whether we are from England, whether we are from Somalia, everyone has got the number 18 written in the right palm. The Arabic number. And everyone has got the number 81 written in the left palm. The 99 names of Allah. So ask from Allah whatever you want. Of his 99 names, whatever. He is Mughni. He will make you independent. You won't have to beg from anyone. He is An-Nasi, the helper. He will help you wherever you have got a problem. He is Al-Qawi, the most powerful. Nobody will be able to harm you. He will be with you. And so when you're lifting your palms, look into your hands and think of the 99 names of Allah and beg of him. He is calling us for that free of charge. Water is provided. If you need to go to the toilets, toilets are provided. You don't have to put a cent in the box. From our side, we should realize all the facilities cost money. Put 5 rand, 10 rand in the collection box, but it's not. We don't have to do it. You come here free and you take from Allah Ta'ala. So this is the month of Rajab, very briefly. Then comes the month of Sha'ban. And the honor of the great month of Sha'ban is the 15th of Sha'ban, Laylatul Barah, the night of forgiveness, the night of becoming pure and clean, because a very great month is coming in front. Now you've got your, what, your namazes, you have got your salah, you have got your connection with Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Now wash yourself, cleanse yourself properly, so that you go into the month of Ramadan in a clean, pure state. Not only outwardly, but more important, inwardly. If, for example, a person who is a motor car mechanic and is getting married on, for example, Sunday or Juma, he's getting married, but he's working on his cars till 12 o'clock. And then with his grease on his hands and body, he's overrun with grease and all that, he comes here to for namaz 12 o'clock. And then he wants to get married. People will want to chase him away. Go and change your clothes, come clean. We are going into the month of Ramadan. And the month of Ramadan is the month of Allah. And in that month, Allah is hosting us. We are the guest of Ramadan. Ramadan is our guest. And we are hosting the month of Ramadan. Allah is our guest. And we are the host. Allah is our host. And we are the guest of Allah Ta'ala. But if your guest comes in a way with an overall full of grease, etc., you don't want to let him into your house. That how is he coming? So let us cleanse. So Allah gave us the 15th of Sha'ban to clean ourselves. Like commonly we know that in our society, commonly children, we make them take their bath at night, put on their pyjamas, etc. Then the mother also says to them, now don't dirty yourself. See, you have bath, you have taken a bath, you have put on clean pyjamas, now don't dirty yourself. So we also, when we have washed ourselves spiritually, we have cleansed ourselves, now don't dirty ourselves by watching TV now, by watching filth and dirt on the cell phone, by watching, looking at all other haram things. Allah has given us this bath, spiritual bath, the 15th of Sha'ban. And the real ibadah, the real object of this month, of this night, is to cleanse ourselves, to purify. Now our namazes are in order, which is the most important aspect of our deen. And now we have made tawbah of all our gunas and our sins. Then we go from the beginning into this great and honorable month of Ramadan in a clean state, ready to receive the month of Ramadan. And all the barakat, which is from the beginning of the month till the end. And the real object is ibadat also in the month of Ramadan. Tilawat of Quran Sharif also. At least we should try and make one khatam of Quran Sharif during the month of Ramadan. And at least one khatam outside the month of Ramadan. One in 1 month and one khatam in 11 months. Ramadan be fine. MashaAllah, many brothers now are sitting and reciting Quran Sharif Mubarak. And but Ramadan, the minimum is to make one khatam. Try and make much more, as much as we can, but minimum one khatam. And out of the month of Ramadan, at least minimum one khatam in 11 months. If we could make one khatam in 1 month, what rozas, what sehri, what iftar, what tarawih, why can't we make one khatam in the whole year? At least one khatam, that is the minimum. So we do all that, and the object of all this, the main thing, if we do it correctly, and also remember, Ramadan is the month for fasting, not the month for feasting. Many of us take the month of Ramadan for feasting. We are waiting for iftari time to eat the samosas, the pies, and all the savouries, etc. We are waiting for all that. We eat at iftari time. After salat, we eat again. After isha, we eat again. Sehri time, we eat again. So are we eating more or less? It's the month of fasting. If we are fasting, we will get the benefits of roza. And if we are feasting, then the benefits of roza are going to be difficult to get. So this month, the real benefit is to gauge ourselves. At the end of the month, the real joy and happiness of this month, that how much more taqwa have I. Before Ramadan, I was not making my 5 times namaz. Now, make our 5 times namaz. Before Ramadan, I was not making tilawat, recitation of Quran Sharif. Now start making recitation of Quran Sharif. All these things now improve. Every year if we add one more thing, and Allah is such, وَيَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يُنِيبُ. A person who shows an inclination towards Allah, Allah pulls that person towards Him. So if we show our inclination with one thing, Allah will pull us totally towards Him. And then Allah will make us He. And when He, like a magnet, we cannot understand. He has a magnet here, He has a piece of iron here. The magnet pulls the iron and it comes to the magnet. Like that Allah will pull us towards Him. So what we have to do, we are in Rajab now. The 7th Rajab is still coming. Any case, let us get, speak to our local imams, etc. And yes, I forgot that part, that our namazes, one is the existence of namaz. Get the outward condition of our namaz correct, all the postures. And then get the correct insight of namaz also, our concentration and devotion. We know what is the condition of our namaz. If there were screens here in front, and everyone, what is thinking in namaz, come on the screen. And we will never want to show our face to anyone after that again. And that is in namaz when we are meeting Allah Rabbul Izzat, Malikul Mulk. And we are thinking, if you will meet an ordinary person, you concentrate, you talking with him. If you talk with him, if you put your cell phone and your wife is talking with you, she gets angry. Can't you hear me? You're so busy with your cell phone. You all the time, what are you looking at there so much? You're not speaking, I'm speaking to you, can't you listen to me? We are speaking to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And when we're speaking, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Allah replies, Hamdani Abdi, my Allah has praised me. It's a dialogue with Allah, but we're not thinking of Allah, in whose hands everything is. So our inside condition also. And then also see that we correct our qada namazes. All our sins, we became baligh, and we became mature physically. We are responsible for all those salahs. Many of us, we only started, for example, at the age of 30. We went 4 months jamaat, we realized namaz is important. We started making namaz. Sometimes when we got married, the wife, she was a namazi, she says, you're not reading namaz, you have to read namaz. 10 years we were not reading, 15 years we were not reading. And remember the debts by Allah Ta'ala, if it accumulates and accrues over 20 years, it's not written off. Till we don't pay the debt, we have to pay that debt. We have to make those namazes. And together with making those namazes, there is another guna astan, which we did not perform our namazes on time. We have to make tawbah from that guna also. We have to make our namazes and make tawbah. When our slate is clear with Allah, if you go to the merchant who is supplying you goods, and you are owing him for 20 years, he's going to give you more goods. Mm-hmm. Forget 20 years is too much. Mm-hmm. 1 month you are overdue, 2 months he won't supply you with goods. We are overdue with Allah so long, still he's giving us the best breakfast, the best supper, the best house, the best car, because he is Halim. He is most tolerant. But remember, if we don't make tawbah and correct ourselves, in the year after, it must not happen that Allah takes us to task. سَنَسْتَدْرِجُهُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. That Allah gives us a fair chance and we think we are enjoying. But when He catches us, in كَيْدِي مَدِينَ. My plans are very strong and solid. If you don't make tawbah, don't correct your life, you got no one else to blame if there's problems in the qabr. If there are problems on the day of Qiyamah, you'll just have yourself to blame. So Allah is giving us how many Ramadans, let us make value. So the month of Rajab, let us correct our salat, get it in order. But then that is, let us have existence of five times namaz. Secondly, let us the outward postures of namaz correct. Thirdly, inside condition of namaz, our concentration. And fourthly, all our qada namazes also. When we will do that, and now we lift our hand and Allah is happy with us, ask and you will be shocked how you get. You won't be able to understand it, that how Allah is giving, but use the right channels. The month of Sha'ban which is coming, let us make our tawbah and istighfar of all the wrong that we did. And then let us observe Ramadan correctly. Let us then make an i'tikaf for the 30 days of Ramadan. There are many brothers now, alhamdulillah, who make 40 days i'tikaf. 10 days before Ramadan they start, in order to make the whole i'tikaf. And 40 days has got great value in changing the condition of the life of a person. And alhamdulillah, at the Darul Uloom in Azad, we have every year this program, and many brothers come for 40 days, for 30 days, etc. So try and apply this to yourself and see what changes inshallah will come. And then when we get taqwa, Allah's great help is with taqwa. Allah is with those people who have got taqwa. May Allah bless us. And then what Allah has said, that قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. That person has become totally successful who has acquired the skiyah, purification of his soul. If a person got heart problem, if he's got some cancer, Allah save us all and our families and all who are ill. But if a person has got, we know we take treatment. And we got heart problems, spiritual heart problem. And we got spiritual cancer problem, but we're not taking treatment. What will happen with that patient? And this is why all the conditions are coming on the Muslims in the world. When the Sahaba took this treatment, they overran the world over, you can say overnight they overran the world. But today we're not making an effort in that direction. So, and then, وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. That person has lost out, he's destroyed, who destroyed his nafs and did not correct it. May Allah give us tawfiq. Just two announcements that I wish to make. One on the behalf of the Patel family, who Allah Ta'ala blessed. MashaAllah, they've done great good work. One of the sons, Yusuf, the son of one of the other sons, Abu Bakr, he met up with quite a bad accident while out in Jamaat in Pakistan. And he's in a serious condition. Everyone, for him, for all the people who are ill. For Muslims, non-Muslims, whoever are ill, who are difficulties, hospitals, let us make dua for them. And that Allah Ta'ala saves us all from such things, from mishaps, from accidents, sicknesses, illnesses. The other request I wish to make is that at the Darul Ulooms, all our Darul Ulooms, we are having a problem getting visas for foreign students. Alhamdulillah, by Allah's fadl, we have reached a stage where now our application has at least come in front of the person after great, great difficulty and great time who issues the visas. And we ask you to make dua that Allah makes his heart soft and he gives a favorable decision so that students keep on getting. Allah Ta'ala has made our country such, alhamdulillah, and everyone shares in there. Where students are coming from around the world and taking deen and going there and opening Darul Ulooms there and doing the work of deen, that this must carry on, rides from Allah Ta'ala. Come also, so make dua for that also, and for our brother Yusuf also, and for all who are ill, may Allah give us tawfiq. Tonight's program will be in Auckland Park, inshallah, and tomorrow from Asr to Isha in Crosby. Ladies' programs also, the notices must be out there. Try and send the ladies for their programs as well. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله